Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him and be joyful. Today is going to be a great day. I don't have a lot to say. Nothing really to say. Just kind of laid in bed all weekend. And yeah, we're ready to rock and roll this week. But this morning I was reading Ecclesiastes, and I'm just going to go over a couple little things. I always love Ecclesiastes and Proverbs because you can take the little nuggets of information and apply them to your life relatively quickly. You just hear the words, and it's like, oh, that makes sense. Bing, next, bing, next, bing, next. It's pretty simple. But if you go to Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1, it says, keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear or obey than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty or quick to utter anything before God, for God is in heaven and thou upon the earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. I love this because I'm a talker. It's easy for me to talk. And this verse, man, listen. Listen to what God says. When you go into those places where you hear God's word, listen to what's being told. Listen to what's being taught and start to apply it in your life. It's better than to just speak. Hear. Verse 3, for a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and this is a dream cometh through a lot of activity, a lot of effort, and a fool's voice is known by the multitude of words. Now, this always hits me because I always was interested in being considered wise. You know what I mean? It's so ridiculous, like when I actually say it out loud. But if you don't want to be a fool, the opposite of a wise man is a fool. And if you want to be considered smart, shut your mouth. And it's contrary to some of these things that I do, because I like to talk. Keep your mouth shut. Listen. If you jump down to, let's see here. This is a great one. Verse 8. If thou seest the oppression of the poor and a violent perverting of judgment and justice in a province, marvel not at the matter. Be not astonished at the matter. For he that is higher than the highest regardeth, and there be higher than they. Don't take on the fact that stuff's going on in other places. It's biblical. Know that God sees it. God's going to take care of it. Now, if God's moving you to action, that's a whole different deal. But it's just interesting because stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Recognize what's going on around in your life. Better your life. If you jump down to verse 10. He that loveth silver, this is also a great one, because once you start to understand this about men's personality, including your own personality, you can kind of curb it a little bit. He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This is also vanity. Whatever it is that you love, recognize it's not going to satisfy you. You're never going to be satisfied in the thing that you love. If you love work, work will never satisfy that love. You'll always want to work. You'll always want more. But you have to understand that because you got to settle your mind. Because if you jump over to, let's see, verse 18. Because behold that which I have seen, it is good and comely for them to eat and to drink and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for it is his portion. You gotta like stop the passion all the time and stop the work to enjoy what you've been given. You gotta enjoy life, enjoy what you eat, enjoy what you drink. Make your soul enjoy the good of your labor, the things that you work for, enjoy. And enjoy them in a time frame that makes sense. Don't enjoy them when you're old, when it's over. Enjoy them now. Your kids are growing up. They're not going to be around. They're not going to be children forever. Your wife is going to get older. Your friends are going to get older. You got to enjoy the time now with them. I'm going to finish up with this. If you jump down to chapter 6, verse 9. I just love this. I love this because, you know, there are people that just dream. They dream. And I was a dreamer when I was a kid till I read this verse and I stopped it. I stopped the pursuit. I started to do the action. Verse 9. Better is the sight of the eyes for what's seen thereby. Better is it for what you see around you than the wandering of the desire. And that's by what's pursued. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. Don't be somebody who just lives in their head. Be active by what you see around you right now. Better is the sight of the eyes. Better is the thing that you see than the thing that you're pursuing or some dream. Stay focused in today, in the moments of your life today. And do that every day. Be grateful for what you eat. Be grateful for what you drink. Thank God. Give him thanks for the things that he's done in your life. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray to God. Ask him for things. Ask for supplications, which are prayers, a specific need. And be thankful. Lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for today. I thank you for getting back to normal and getting over the sickness. And I'm very, very thankful for all that. I pray for our business and that you show me the next steps and everybody in here the next steps so we can pursue it and grow it. I pray for our country and everything that's going on today for the protection of everybody that are out there and that you take care of them and that everything's smooth. I thank you again for my family and the people that you've put in my life. I thank you for all those believers out there that you just take care of them and bless them and show them how much you love them and show them that you're there for them and comfort them in time of need. And I thank you for the ability to give and to tithe and that you have provided us with enough abundance to do that. I'm just very, very thankful for the things that you've given me in my life. And I thank you for your son and what he's done. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.